from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Nobody likes to get a ticket, but in one Jersey town, residents are demanding police write more of them. The police chief has obliged. Hundreds of residents signing a petition citing growing concerns about speeding and reckless driving through residential neighborhoods. The chief posted on Facebook he's dispatched more patrols, and anybody caught speeding should expect a ticket. No more cell phones in the Cherry Hill School District. They are now officially banned in classrooms. All wireless devices are included in the newly passed rules. Students can keep their phones with them in a backpack or in a locker, but they must be silenced. More and more districts are banning cell phones in classrooms due to the distraction. A North Jersey funeral home is trying to find the family of an elderly woman who died last month at a Bergen County nursing home.
Eternity Funeral Services in Englewood has been holding Carmela Palomini's body for weeks after the 92-year-old woman died in July at a nursing home in Creskill, and her next of kin phone numbers had been disconnected both here and in Italy. They're desperate to find a family member so they can give Carmela a funeral mask, gravesite, and headstone. They know she lived in Leonia for decades, but that's gone nowhere, so they're asking the public for help. Donations are pouring in, but so far no leads on Carmela's family. Sarah Lee Kessler.
New Jersey's business community is calling foul on New Jersey Transit's fare holiday, saying it's unfair to business on the heels of a massive corporate tax increase implemented to pay off New Jersey Transit's $100 million plus budget deficit. New Jersey Business and Industry Association President Michelle Sikirka says during negotiations, the business community asked that fee not to be retroactive to January. Something Governor Murphy refused.
Now, you went back and you retroactively, you know, grabbed that money back. So what we were told is, but we need the money. We need $1 billion. So suddenly we don't need this money.
This money? $19 million. That's the amount that's going to be lost as a result of the fare holiday. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
One more very nice, very warm summer day. We have four. We have to talk about rain chances coming into view this weekend. Sunshine throughout this morning, then clouds will gently increase this afternoon. It'll be dry today, highs 85 to 90, cooler at the shore. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 60s. Could see some showers creep in by daybreak tomorrow morning. And then for your Saturday tomorrow, spotty showers possible at any time, especially early and late. Cloudy, breezy, humid, highs 80 to 85. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, not enough hot water, AC that doesn't cool. Call Guaranteed Service today and get $50 off any plumbing, cooling, or electrical repair. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Temperatures around the Garden State this hour in Union 67, Long Branch 68, Vineland is 63. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.